The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we called the other day. The other day?
The other day. He called me the other day, huh?
I did. It's May 17th, 2012. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. As we've been sharing with you over the last year on GCN here, that we are newsmakers, not news reporters. And again, we're in it today, so we'll share that with you in just a couple of moments. But if you'd like to check out what we have going online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, please go to Bradley Dean. That's double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or follow me on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. That's Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter. Now, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
It's just terrible.
Terrible?
It's absolutely terrible. Jake, go ahead and shoot off. We got a lot to cover today within the hour that we have. Again, folks, if you'd like to jump in, please do anytime, 1-877-807-9977. Go ahead and shoot away, Jake.
Now, I'm not familiar with this boxer, so I may mispronounce his name, but Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, Manny, yeah, I know Manny.
Manny?
Yeah.
He's pound for pound, I guess he's the best boxer in the world.
No.
Consider his
when I was 14, I won City in Minneapolis. So he ain't the best of nothing. I was 114 pounds.
Woo! I think Manny weighs a little more than 114.
Okay.
He is short, though.
Okay.
Solid.
Manny, like, now like what's the nationality?
I don't know that either.
Well, did you see a picture of him?
Yeah.
But okay.
He's definitely looks to be from maybe the Asian part of the world.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Cool. So Manny here, who is actually a congressman.
Well, you know, a lot of people think that we're from Bangkok.
That's true.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I can't remember why, but there is a reason why. Not to do and die.
What's that?
Not to... two young men from Bangkok, right? It's young men.
No, because everybody knows we're some young men. All right, cool. All right.
Okay, so here this man comes up. He's a boxer. And this is what's tweeted. Boxer Manny Pacquiao. Pacquiao.
Just say Manny P.
I'm going to say Manny. Manny P. That's right. Thank you.
And it's not like he's mandatorily having to go pee. It's just Manny P.
Okay. Manny P.
All right.
Manny P is not welcome at the Grove, L.A. This was a Twitter that was
He's not welcome.
No.
What did he do?
The Grove, L.A. is a gathering for place of Angelinos.
Yeah.
People from Los Angeles.
Yes.
Not a place for intolerance.
Oh, intolerance.
Manny P. was supposed to do an interview today with Extra at the Grove.
Okay.
But the Grove said, no, 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 he's not doing any type of interview here, and this is why.
What?
Manny P.
Wait a second. He can't come into the mall
That's right.
to talk
No.
because of intolerance.
That's right.
Now just say that real slow and let the people figure that out. He can't come into our mall.
He's not allowed on the premise.
In other words, we're stifling free speech at the door for Manny.
That's right.
He can't say what he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a group of people that can, and they just happen to be in favor of who's behind this boycott on Mr. Manny,
yeah.
that the mall would say, you can't come in here and talk because of intolerance.
Mm-hmm. Manny P. is an intolerant man.
Are you following me, Jake?
Oh, my goodness. We're living it, aren't we?
Okay. Manny's intolerant,
yes.
but he can't come into the mall and speak.
Mm-hmm.
What did Manny do? Who's the intolerant
Well, we know he's intolerant.
Okay. He's intolerant. Okay.
Yep. He's obviously hateful.
Yep.
I mean, it says right here, it's not a place for intolerance. That's why he can't come. Well, you can't go to the mall.
Are people listening to this totalitarianism? That's exactly what it is.
We don't tolerate you coming here because we don't tolerate intolerance.
That's right. Towards what we think should now be the standard, which is contrary to the law,
mm-hmm.
as we know it in America.
That's right. And don't ask us what he's intolerant about. We don't want to discuss that.
We just heard that he was intolerant.
We know it. Fact.
Oh, so you know as a fact he's intolerant.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
let's hear who did this.
Okay. Well, this is what started this whole thing. After Obama came out and said what he said.
The first gay president.
That's right.
Yeah.
The first gay president said
the first one to dare God's justice.
Wanted to nationally embrace homosexual marriage. This is what he said. This is what Manny said. Manny P. He said, God's word first. Obey God's law first before considering the laws of man.
Well, he swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, so help me God. Okay, cool, gotcha.
God only expects man and woman to be together, to be legally married.
Everybody has a daddy and a mommy.
That's
okay,
right.
Gotcha, yep.
It should not be of the same sex so as to adulterate the altar of matrimony like in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. That was his quote.
He said that. That's right. As a matter of fact, Dan Savage wrote a foreword to a book called Skipping to Gomorrah. He is daring God's justice.
Yeah, tolerantly skipping
through
Gomorrah.
Wow, he's mocking God. He's scornful towards heaven. Wow. Yeah. I wonder how that's going to work out for him. Maybe these guys should do a little homework and see what happens when people do this kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And how long it lasts.
That's right.
But aside of that, so Manny's the intolerant one for agreeing with the Constitution and with God.
And common sense.
And common sense in the family, which is under attack
by
the radical homosexuals.
Intolerant.
Just ask Dan Savage, Obama's spokesperson for the anti-bullying campaign.
Right.
Okay. Well, you know what?
It keeps getting better.
Oh, well, let's stay on, Brother Manny. Yeah. Folks, if you want to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Now is the time. We got more to tell you. Folks, we made news again nationally. You're going to check this out right when
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and, of course, a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
You know, next time, Jake, if I get pulled over by a cop next time,
yeah,
I'm just going to say, you know what? I can't deal with your intolerance.
It's too much intolerance.
This is over the top. Mm-hmm. Sir, get off me. The cop looks at me and says, well, you broke the law. No. I don't care. You're not welcome here, Mr. Police Officer, on my roads.
That's right.
You need to get off of my roads. Because if not, I'm going to call the first gay president, and he's going to make sure that you get off our roads.
That's right.
Now, I say that facetiously, but in all sincerity, folks, the mask is off, isn't it? It's real clear to see who's doing the bullying and the hating, is it not? Go on with Mr. Manny, Jake.
Mr. Manny, folks, you can find this story at SOL Media on our homepage, sonsoflibertyradio.com, SOL Media. Mr. Manny, after he made that statement, after Obama did his coming out day.
Manny. Man.
Manny. And by the way, he's a congressman from the Philippines. I had to get that correct.
But he's in America.
He's a boxer. He was coming to America.
Oh, so if he's a boxer, then he must be from America then, right?
All over the world.
Okay. You can see why he's my co-host. But go ahead, Jake.
He's from the Philippines, though.
Oh, well, then that must make him a really good boxer.
It could. I don't know. He's a really good boxer.
And if he's a real good boxer, then he's got to be from America.
Okay. So we're going to the L.A. Weekly. The L.A. Weekly said,
Joe Louis who?
Based on the news reports of statements made by...
It must be true.
That's right. And it's the L.A. Weekly, so it's got to be true.
It's got to be true, yeah.
Based on the news reports of statements made by Mr. Pacquiao, we have made it known...
Mr. P.
...that he is not welcome at the Grove.
Oh.
That's what the Grove said. Statement. Wow. So, first of all, the guy Twittered
Listen to that love and tolerance. Isn't that wonderful?
And he will not be interviewed here now or in the future. The Grove is a gathering place for Angelinos and not a place for intolerance.
Huh.
The LA Weekly also said that Pacquiao thinks thousands of gay Angelinos should be put to death for loving a same-sex partner.
I'll tell you what, if it's not Rachel Maddow trying to perpetuate that story, if it's not Bradley Dean, and then it's some congressman, if it's not some congressman, well, you know... I mean, just try to find someone, and if you can't find anything on them, just contrive.
Put it in their mouth.
Just totally put it in their mouth, because if the media said it, it's got to be true.
Yeah, and you know nobody's going to demand an apology anyway, so just
Jake,
cram it
in. Did this individual actually call for the murder of homosexuals?
This is what this individual said.
Or did the L.A. Weekly say that?
L.A. Weekly said that Pacquiao.
Mr. P.
That's right.
All right?
Yep, Mr. P.
All right, Mr. P, the boxer.
The boxer.
Yeah?
A congressman, a lawmaker.
Yes.
In the Philippines.
In agreement with the Constitution and God, yes.
That's what he says right here.
Yeah.
Then we go on a little bit more. There was at least two other publications that grossly misconstrued Mr. P's statement.
Misconstrued. So now the truth is coming out.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Did he actually say this, or did someone interpret what he said by omitting portions of maybe, I don't know, some of his statements perhaps?
Gosh, in this, he doesn't even mention anything about gays. He just says that marriage needs to be between man and woman.
Now
all of a sudden you got to go kill gays.
Oh, no. Hang on a second. No. Let them keep talking because America's wide awake now.
Yeah.
This is wonderful news.
Yeah.
Murder, huh?
But Tom Weir of the USA Today and Dennis Romero of the LA Weekly, well they did apologize.
But wait a second. Let's go back to say, okay, so let's go back to Dan Savage. And Dan Savage said of one of the opponents in Congress that he needs to be pulled behind a pickup until there's nothing left but rope.
Mm.
Who's advocating murder? Come on. Come on. Just want to know. Come on. Goes out and picks on a bunch of high school students in a convention. Says the Bible is BS. Who are they at war with, folks? Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Who's doing the attacking, folks? Okay, thank you. I mean, if the guy's not out licking doorknobs, folks, trying to get people sick,
he's
saying he wishes there wasn't a piece of paper between him and Brad Pitt so he could put his business in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Or if that's not the case, then he wants to bone Rick Santorum, the presidential candidate. Can you imagine if somebody said that about the president? They would want him jailed.
Yep.
But if that's all the further you look at how harmless this is. No, the mask is off.
Just love.
The mask is off. It is off. And let it keep coming off because this is beautiful.
So the USA Today, the LA Weekly issue an apology.
Oh! Really?
Yeah.
He got an apology.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
What? Wait a second, though. But the lie went around the world 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
And where did they put the apology? Did they, like, put that in the back? Because I've gotten quite a few of them, too, folks. See, the radicals don't know this yet, but we've gotten quite a few retractions.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. See, but what's interesting is then you put the truth out there and the people don't care about the truth so much as they care about the lie because the truth doesn't give them something to talk about.
They like the first story.
They totally do, especially when you're dealing with lawless individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting.
So ABC,
tolerance and loving individuals, might I add. Yeah.
ABC News reported Wednesday that due to a media frenzy, an online petition was created to encourage Nike to drop a deal they have with Mr. P.
Oh.
Nearly 5,000 signatures were gathered before it was shut down because it found out to be a lie.
Okay, wait a second. So NBC again got involved.
Well,
NBC?
ABC, I reported on how the
ABC.
Media frenzy.
Okay.
Doesn't say they were the source, but we do know that
every
USA
once in
Today
a while, the
LA
ABC
Weekly.
Will tell the truth. ABC will tell the truth every once in a while. They blurt out the truth, folks, in their confusion. Yeah. I think that's what happens.
Yeah, it's like an accident.
Yeah.
They apologize for it later.
Yeah. I think the point is if I can just go back a little bit, if you get them talking about the wrong things, you don't really have to worry about giving them the right answers, do you?
No.
Isn't that kind of what happened there with Mr. P?
Someone
should be held accountable for that.
Yeah.
Oh, does that sound familiar? Does that sound American? Does that sound like justice is guardian of liberty?
That's right.
Yeah. Whoever contrived that lie needs to be held accountable.
Yes.
Oh, but as long as they said they were sorry, don't worry about Mr. P's life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and by the way, let me interact too and interject this thought. He's from the Philippines, folks. They're discriminating, are they not?
Oh, my goodness. This is racially charged.
Oh, my. It's totally racially charged.
Mm-hmm.
This is, folks, wow.
Yep.
Wow. It's a good thing Dan Savage is white, man, because if he wasn't, then I'd be called a racist, too.
Yeah.
For attacking who's doing the attacking.
That's for sure.
I mean, if that doesn't work, hey, they'll just set up human rights commissions to basically hand down justice to anybody that they want. Actually, it's injustice, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we're being facetious, but we're being truthful.
Yeah. Well, that's really something. If you're white and you call out somebody who's liberal, you're racist. But if you're white and you're homosexual, then you're not racist.
Yeah, did you see Dave Matthews the other day? We've seen this on MRC the other day. Did you see where he actually said to Bishop Harry Jackson, who's a black friend of ours, who's a preacher, an apostolic preacher in Maryland?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what Dave Matthews said to him? I hope you evolve.
Yeah. Chris Matthews.
Oh, Chris Matthews. Sorry. Yep. I always get that mixed up. Sorry.
I hope you evolve.
Chris Matthews. All right.
As he's having a discussion.
Did I just
about
make a mistake?
Issue.
Did I just make a mistake?
Well, nobody would probably remember, but.
I told my wife one time that I thought I made a mistake, but she said I was wrong.
That's the only time you were wrong.
That's right.
I thought you were making a mistake.
Thank you.
You know what? That story's on SOL Media as well.
Okay. The most brilliant propagandist technique will yield no success unless one fundamental principle is borne in mind constantly. It must confine itself to a few points and repeat them over and over again. Does that sound familiar, folks?
Yeah, sounds familiar to me.
Nazi propagandist minister, Mr. Joseph Goebbels.
Good guy.
Right.
Racist?
Wait. They call people that speak out against them Nazis.
Yeah.
Wait, who's picking up their techniques?
But they are the Nazis.
They're picking up the techniques of the Nazis, are they not? Wow. Media manipulation in the U.S. today is more efficient than it was in Nazi Germany because here we have the pretense that we are getting all the information we want incorrect. That misconception prevents people from even looking for the truth. I think we're past that, though, Heather. Talking to my producer, folks. We're past that. People know better. And that's why they're listening to Genesis Communication Network or they're going to Sons of Liberty Media.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know they're not receiving the truth any longer. That's why the media cannot be trusted. And by the way, that's why Samuel Adams came in with the correspondence of Committee of Correspondence in 1772.
Mm-hmm.
Is he had to let the colonies know what British wasn't telling you and the misinformation that they were telling you. And praise God for back then, folks, we had preachers called the Black Regiment that were doing their job. Hello, preachers that were doing their job. I know that is as rare as hen's teeth. I totally understand that. But you know what? That's why you're listening to the Sons of Liberty.
That's right.
Now, folks, I'm going to set this up really quick. Yesterday, I was doing my article for WorldNet Daily. And while I was doing that, we did a video. And when we got the video done, we were talking about how America needs to look at Canada for that homosexual marriage issue and see what it was really about. And I'll tell you what, we struck a chord. YouTube pulled our video, they flagged it, and they said it was hate speech. I'm going to read that letter for you right when I come back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air. They are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
So here we have it. Yesterday, by the way, it's on the front of Genesis Communication Networks as well,
right,
and sonsoflibertyradio.com. Yesterday we set up our video, which I think is about 7 minutes long, and we were showing basically a conglomeration of regurgitated press from over in Canada and how they push for homosexual marriage, and they push for homosexual marriage, and they kept pushing and pushing and pushing. Well, what we found out, homosexual marriage was only being used by the government to advocate a political and a government-backed agenda. And by the way, it's the same thing Chai Feldblum said here in the United States, that it's a government-backed agenda and that pockets of resistance to a societal statement of equality are permitted to flourish, and hence that a law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs will be the least restrictive means of achieving the goal of liberty for gay people. It's this. In other words, there can be no resistance to our movement. That's what they're saying. And if you look at Hillary Clinton, she said something very similar to that of Chai Feldblum. The obstacle standing in the way of protecting the human rights of LGBT. Listen to the wording. Protecting the LGBT. No. What's the objective? Well, here, I'll tell you what the objective is. Who needs to be protected? In Canada, they're looking to lower the age of consent for anal intercourse for kids. They're infiltrating public schools with homosexual indoctrination. They're trying to put the kibosh down on homeschoolers in Canada from teaching their kids that homosexuality is a sin. In other words, you better obey the state and not obey God. In Canada, they're sending human rights commissions authority to condemn anyone who speaks against the homosexual agenda and find, F-I-N-E-D, find preachers who print their support of traditional marriage in local newspapers and also force preachers to marry gay couples. Well, I thought this had to do something with homosexuality. No, it's giving up your sovereignty to God by force through the state to obey the state rather than God. See how that works, folks? It's exactly what they're trying to implement right now in this country. They're trying to set you at war with God. Hey, folks, let me say this. Because people have got this figured out. These people will do you a favor. When they attack you and they cry victim, rest assured there's truth found in what you're saying about what they're doing. That's why they're trying to demonize anybody that speaks out against them. Don't ever forget that. Again, folks, if you want to jump online, we're getting some callers, 1-877-807-9977. Well, to rewind a little bit, folks, we did our video, and what happened is YouTube pulled it, and they said it was hate speech. Had nothing to do with hate speech. It had everything to do with the fruit on the tree of the government in the state or the country of Canada. See, the problem with America, folks, is we struck a chord.
Yep.
The homosexual radicals do not want you looking over into Canada to figure out what's behind their agenda. Guess who's at the end of the game? The kids. Why? Man, that sounds like Dan Savage. That sounds like Kevin Jennings wanting to queerify the elementary. And folks, rest assured, Obama Nation is aiming at you to try to shut you up. You homeschoolers, he's attacking the family. He's attacking marriage. From A to Z, folks, I don't have time today to tell you all of what they're trying to do by destroying the foundations of who we are and to give power over to 1.7% of the population to destroy the rest. But I want to read this letter to you really quick. Because a couple weeks ago, I received a phone call on this program from a caller from Maine who said that homosexual marriage was defeated in his state in 2009. Then he said, here they come again. I responded that he wasn't dealing with people who are ruled by law, and their objective is to overthrow law. Who's doing the hating, folks? I said, don't you remember the change that was promised by the first gay president? Who is clearly not ruled by our Constitution? So what do you expect? I said to the caller. Every state where the vote has gone to the people, homosexual marriage is voted down. 32 states out of 50 in our union have defined marriage as between a man and a woman. How sick that we even debate or argue that point, folks. Now I can hope that you can understand why the radical homosexual community does not want the vote going to the people. In California, the Proposition 8 vote by the people protected marriage. And since that wasn't the answer that the homosexual radicals wanted, they usurped the voice of we the people and placed a radical homosexual activist with a judge's cloak named Von Walker to overthrow the voice of 7 million people in the state. He had no business, Von Walker did, in that position as a judge. Judge for who? Hell or heaven? Unrighteousness or righteousness? Well, the fact of the matter with Von Walker, he conveniently retired after his unlawful usurpation before being impeached by the people he defied. And rest assured, that was coming.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, now it's back in court exactly where the radicals want it so they can debate the pith and marrow out of common sense. And what is that? That marriage is between one man and one woman as God has defined, not as how the state wants to define it. Obama came out in support of same-sex marriage in hopes to promulgate his unlawful agenda in four swing states that are voting on the issue. Washington, Maine, Minnesota, and Maryland. Both those working to preserve traditional marriage say that the president's words will backfire. Folks, have you ever noticed where Obama goes to help some candidate?
Yeah.
It backfires?
No, please stay away, please.
Yes. And by the way, this is a perfect opportunity for the American people to take their government back because now you see what's behind this government. A pastor out of Cedar Park Church in Kirkland, Washington, said Obama's support for gay marriage will not change deeply held beliefs in which Hillary Clinton wants to uproot. He decided he had to go forth to get his liberal base behind him again, the president did, said this pastor, but it's not going to play well in the country, he said. I tend to agree with him. He is awakening a sleeping giant. Friends, people need to realize that homosexual marriage is not about homosexual marriage. It's about overturning law by a totalitarian government. It's a new world order agenda. They don't want you submitting to God, then they lose absolute control. They don't like that. They don't like when you say you work for them and they work. I'm sorry, they work for you. They don't like that. Back to my point, in fact, homosexual marriage is not even about marriage. And what the video that YouTube pulled that said was hate speech had everything to do, again, with just simply showing you what's going on in Canada. We put it up at 11:23 a.m. yesterday. Within 2 hours, it was pulled. Jake, where do they go see that video?
You can go right to our Facebook page on Sons of Liberty Media. Otherwise, on Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, there's the SOL Media button. It's in our top featured stories on the Sons of Liberty Media site.
I'm trying to figure out in the United States, and I know people are catching on to this, in droves. People are catching up to what this is really about, and I'm glad. I really am glad. Mm-hmm. Because what they're doing is they're validating truth.
Yep.
They're validating love while they're calling it hate and intolerance. Mm-hmm. And as I said a couple weeks back, Dan Savage couldn't have did a better job. He did it.
Mm-hmm.
Obama couldn't have proved my point in any other way than the way that he just did it.
Yep.
Matter of fact, if you'd like to go online and see the letter that I wrote to the president, you'll see some things that he has implemented into your country, folks, that are about as wicked can be. Is that letter posted on Sons of Liberty?
It's a news item.
You need to check it out, folks.
Sons of Liberty. Go to the news items.
Have you guys ever heard the manifesto by Michael Swift, which was written February 15th, 1987? It's also interjected into the congressional record. This is the homosexual manifesto in America, folks. Congress knows this. Government knows this. Did you know that the first sentence of the gay manifesto is, "We shall sodomize your sons"? That they will be recast into our image? The homosexual manifesto states that your sons shall become our minions and do our biddings. What are they looking for, folks? Headship, authority. They threaten those that oppose them. Michael Swift stated in the homosexual manifesto on the congressional record that anybody that opposes us would be stabbed in their cowardly hearts and that they would defile your dead, puny body, said the homosexual manifesto. How's that working out for you, sympathizers? It also states that all churches that condemn homosexual lifestyle will be closed. What's Obama attacking, folks? It states, the homosexual manifesto does, that they will rewrite history, history filled with your heterosexual lies and distortions. Folks, the whole letter is nothing but a threat to heterosexuals if you do not accept their illegal agenda. And their whole letter is premised on a threat to your life if you don't accept it. Who's doing the hating?
Where's the tolerance?
Wow. And YouTube had the audacity to call that video.
Mm-hmm.
There was, as a matter of fact, there was none of my opinion in there at all. Just facts.
Just sharing facts. News and information.
From A to Z.
So why don't they want you to know the facts?
Again, Jake, where do they see that video that was pulled by YouTube for hate speech?
Yep, the full story is on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to SOL Media. It's on our media page. We also have it on the Sons of Liberty Facebook. It's also on GCNLive.com, right on the homepage.
Now, if you're having trouble calling in again, folks, give it a shot again. What's up with the lines? Light up, shut off, light up, shut off. 1-877-807-9977. Boy, this troubleshooting's got to be over after a year, guys, huh?
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide
premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
A healthy heart starts with ExtendoVite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. ExtendoVite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. ExtendoVite has so many benefits that we all should be taking ExtendoVite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You were just sharing?
Yes. In the Bible, I was just looking this morning, John 15, it talks about how Christ says, if the world hates you, remember it hated me first. And why will they hate you? Because of your love. And he talks about how he came to take the cloak of covering off of their sin. So the hatred is always directed at those that do right, the righteous, yeah. Those that will do justice.
What's interesting about this, because we've been talking about hate, mm-hmm. right? And who's doing the hating here?
Right.
What's interesting about this is you have the homosexuals who are on God's side in this particular situation with Mr. P
mm-hmm.
and the Constitution, they call him the hater and the intolerant one.
That's right.
But yet they have the Muslims that are calling for their execution and they're advocating it and yeah. standing by it in America,
mm-hmm.
and yet they act like they're friends with them.
Yeah.
How does that work?
No mainstream for them.
No, you were just sharing in the
it
Bible.
It doesn't work. They take it and literally flip it around now because as I was reading...
Well, they're backwards people.
And the
I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's everybody will tell you there's something wrong. There is something wrong.
Yeah.
It's so, reprobate.
And that's where they accuse you of exactly what they're doing. And Scripture talks about you will be hated. As a matter of fact, the Lord says, it is said by many in the tradition, the Jewish tradition was, to love your neighbors, in other words, love your fellow Jews, and hate your enemies.
Yeah.
Hate those that are Gentiles, you know, those sick heathen.
Mm-hmm.
But Christ said, no, I tell you to love them both. You don't go and hate your enemies.
Right.
How different are you from... So the Lord actually spun that around, too. So
because he said in the book of Acts that all nations were one blood.
Yeah,
we're our brother's keeper.
That's
we
right.
are. Yeah.
And where's redemption if you're going to hate those? Redemption is what Christ preached. So they take the same hate, they claim the words of Christ, and spin it back on themselves. And it just shows another example of how wrong is right in their minds.
Right.
And what they're doing.
Right.
Mr. P, a perfect example.
Speaking of what...
Let's talk about right.
Right, okay. Right must always be right, and truth must always be truth,
it has to be.
And purity must always be purity. Right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments that cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. You cannot bring right down to a lower level because others may want it lowered to fit their lawless lifestyles. It must be where it always is. It must remain. What, is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? That's no good for any society. That produces bondage, not liberty. Do away with the law and you have no crime. Criminals love that mentality. Right is right eternally and cannot be wrong. You cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. Now, we've all heard the lawless try to excuse themselves of doing that which is right, just and true, by saying, I was born this way or I just can't help myself. Folks, this is utterly false in every sense of the word. Man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. It is moral, not physical. Never fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse for sin, lawlessness, 1 John 3:4. Let me ask you the question. When a man becomes such a liar that he cannot speak the truth, is he thereby exempted from the duty of truthfulness? Because he can't help himself. If your employee owes you a day of labor, is he free from the duty because he's made himself so drunk that he cannot serve you? That ain't going to fly, and you know it's not going to fly. Is a man freed from debt by the fact that he has spent the money and therefore cannot pay it back again? Well, try that in court, folks. Is a lustful man free to indulge his passions because he cannot understand the beauty of morality? Because he says, I was born this way. Well, let me say this. If God has given you the dispensation to make the choice to do the wrong thing, he can give you the dispensation, and he has given you the dispensation and the power to do the right things too. You just choose to do the wrong thing, and then you try to blame yourself by saying, and hoping in hopes that others will believe you, that you were just born that way. God said in Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Now, but what does the New Testament say? It says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But Paul said, I know that you have obeyed that form of doctrine that was given unto you. So Paul made a choice to obey. When I drive, I make a choice to obey the law so I can stay on the road. When I do the things that I do every step of my life, every second of the day, every minute of the day, every hour of the day of the week, every week of the month, every month of the year, I'm making a choice to do the right things. When we begin to hear, we were born that way, well, then that tells me somebody's mentally ill. Mm-hmm. Or they're sick. If they can't help themselves, then how are they living in a free society? It's interesting, so I can put this into context, how the homosexuals, they say they can't help themselves because they were born that way. Well, isn't it interesting they know how to architecturally put laws together to shut up anybody that speaks out against them?
That's right.
Wow!
Especially the church.
But they can't help themselves.
Nope.
No, but they know how to make laws, don't they, folks, to shut you up. Isn't that right, Mr. Abomination? Yes, it is. So now let me ask you, are they not responsible for their actions when they do the lawless things? But when they make laws and they frame them by a mischief, are they still using the same excuse that they can't help themselves? No, they know what they do because they made the choice to do it. Wow. Dan Savage, of one of his opponents politically, should be drugged behind a pickup truck until there's nothing left but the rope. It sounds like he's thought things through. He wants to bone Rick Santorum. Wow. He attacks kids in a public forum. But he can't help himself. Well, then what's he doing out there talking to a...
That's right.
Crowd of young people.
What's he doing going to the White House?
Is somebody not responsible for his actions? Oh, yes, they are. And see, what people do is they begin to fall for the lie, and then they say, well, they just can't help themselves. Well, when you're in some kind of a situation where maybe you have a Obama t-shirt on and you're thrown in some jail because you don't agree with something that he has to say, just remember they didn't know what they were doing and they're sick.
That's right.
They can't help themselves. Just remember that. Just like this individual, the first gay president, he just can't help himself. He just can't help himself when he overlooks crimes in the Pentagon towards children and pornography. He just can't help himself. He can't help himself when he appoints 225 people, homosexuals and transvestites, to federal positions. He can't help himself when he appoints Alina Kagan to the Supreme Court, who queerified Harvard. No, just they can't help themselves, folks. They were born that way. What does that do to your freedom? It doesn't work for it at all, does it? No, it doesn't. Julie, Kansas, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Sorry I took you so late, but I had to get it out.
Oh, that's all right. Okay, well, I think it's totally ridiculous that they took off your video from YouTube.
So do we.
But yet they can have a bunch of people with pornography and all this other ridiculous stuff. But yet when you speak the truth, they want to, like, hide it so that they can fulfill their agenda. I think
that's right.
I didn't know.
No, that's exactly right.
And you watch the video, Julie? The video she's talking about is right up on our website, folks. It's on youcanruninternational.com. You go over to Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Media. We've got it there. The Facebook, the You Can Run Facebook. It's all over there, folks. You've got to see this video.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, but I will.
Okay, do.
Yeah,
check
please
it out.
Do. Please check it out. It's awesome. Again, you can find it at Sons of Liberty Media, which is right on our homepage, sonsoflibertyradio.com, SOL Media, or go to any of our Facebooks. Folks, it's making its rounds now, too. Bradley's been on radio talking about it to a few of the radio hosts around there, nationally speaking. And folks,
you'll
are starting
see it
to
all over the
up.
Place tomorrow.
It's censorship.
Yeah.
It's censorship.
In every sense of the word.
Mm-hmm.
I guess freedom of speech only falls to those that think it's their right to have it in the first place.
Now, think about it. First Amendment, the Congress making a law respecting the establishment of religion. The religious institutions were the ones that were to have the free speech so that they could come, if the government was out of place, they could speak against that power. In Canada, who are the two people? They find preachers who print their support of traditional marriage.
That's their number one agenda.
They send Human Rights Commission authorities to condemn anybody who speaks out against homosexuality. Those are government agencies going after who? The church.
You're already seeing them try to do, you're seeing the press do exactly what they're doing in Canada right now.
Yep. And when you see that breakdown, this is the importance of religious liberty. When you see that breakdown, it's not about the church. It's about the strongest voice. And now everybody's silent.
That's right. But the good part about it is America is wide awake now.
Thanks to
the first gay president and Mr. Dan Savage.
We appreciate the help,
his
folks.
Hand-picked spokesperson for high school students.
Gotta stop those bullets.
Appreciate
right?
you guys.
Thanks for
we
your
love
bullying.
You guys by what we do. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or check me out on my Facebook, Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or follow me on Twitter One. Bradley Dean, Twitter One. See ya.
We have the strong old tree, and we are the sun. Yes.